morning. Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. This is God's house. It's the house He's provided for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
For those of you who were not listening during the children's message, I shall review our text again. It comes from Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, one simple verse, verse 6. I invite you to follow along in your Bibles as I read. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. May God add His blessing to the reading, hearing, and the studying of His Word. Does this text remind you of an event which occurs each year about this time? School. School has started in many cases and will start next week in all other cases. So I thought it might be appropriate this morning if we reviewed some tips for being successful parents. You know, our daughters, Connie and mine, made a startling discovery after they gave birth to their first child. Children do not come with an instruction manual. They found that out very quickly. And in emergency situations, they turned to mom. They called Connie. Barrett would say, Hannah is acting so-and-so. And Hannah would call and say, Foster cries every time I put him down for a nap or for sleep. And then came the questions. Is her behavior normal? Is he supposed to cry every time I try to get him to rest? Many parents feel like the child counselor about which Pastor John Hamby writes. He was a single young man and he conducted lectures entitled 10 Commandments for Parents. Well, he got married and had a child, and the title to the lecture was changed to 10 Hints for Parents. Well, another child came and the lecture became Some Suggestions for Parents. And after a third child, the story goes, the young man quit lecturing about parenting at all. Too often, the truth is we are never have more opinions about child rearing than when we don't have children. I remember before Connie and I were married, seeing children acting in stores and at churches and other venues, and I would think to myself, if I had a child, he or she would never act like that. Well, those words come back to haunt you. Believe me, if you haven't experienced that, young people, they will come back to haunt you. I read of two children, I thought this was very apropos for our message, who were discussing their parents, two young boys. And the first said, Dad slaves away every day to get me everything I need and to be able so I'll be able to go to college. And Mom, she cooks and cleans and washes and takes care of me when I'm sick and drives me everywhere I need to go. And I am so worried. And his friend said, well, why should you worry? And the first little guy replied, I'm afraid they're going to escape one day. And sometimes I think we feel like that as parents, if we could just escape. So let's us look at five parenting tips. These are not new to me. It's not a revelation that I've had. These are rehashed from materials I've read, sermon outlines I've looked at, parenting books. Connie gave me a book on child rearing when Evan was born, our first grandson, and I looked into that. But these parenting tips, I think, are biblically based and ones that we need to look at carefully to help us be successful parents and grandparents. And the first tip for being a successful parent is to recognize your child is a gift from God. If we are to be successful in meeting this challenge of raising children, we must remember this tip. Psalms 127, 3 through 5 reads, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." So to survive parenthood, we must remember that our child or children are gifts from God, even though they act like the devil. So don't lose sight of that fact. The second tip for being a successful parent is to love your child with unconditional love. We must deal with our children as God deals with us. We must exhibit patience, grace, and unconditional love. Never, ever give your child the impression that your love for him or her depends upon how they act. That it is a condition upon that love. That if they don't act in a certain way, then you don't love them. Never condition your love for a child on his or her behavior. The third tip for being a successful parent is recognizing and working with a child's natural capacities and talents. How often do we wish or do we try to force upon a child talents or abilities that he or she does not have? We must recognize that in order to survive parenting, that we are to train our children in the ways of the Lord. No parenting task is more challenging nor rewarding than the task that God has allowed us to perform, and that is to raise our children. And God's words instructs us in our text today to train the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Training children in the way they should go has always been the standard. It's been a huge and vital task and responsibility in every generation, but never has it been more challenging than it is today. Parents, you know this. Grandparents, if you are at all involved with your grandchildren, you know this. The violence, the sex, the killing on the TV screen, on the movie screen, in the printed media, just real life. The girl that was abducted and held captive for 18 years and treated so abominably. We have to deal with that as parents and grandparents when we are also trying to meet the challenges of raising our children to be godly and righteous in this world. Many persons interpret our text today to mean that there is a guarantee that godly and righteous parents shall always produce godly and righteous children. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Well, I agree with the biblical scholars who do not interpret this verse in such a manner. Each child has natural tendencies towards both good and bad behavior. It is our responsibility to recognize these inclinations unique to each and every child, and as Christian parents, create an atmosphere, a thirst in our children for the teachings of God and for godly pursuits. And if we do that, then I believe that as they mature, there will be less chance that they will turn from those teachings. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7 teaches us, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Let your children see that God lives in you. And they too will learn to let God live in them and hopefully not depart from His teachings. The fourth tip for being a successful parent is consistent discipline. Perhaps this is the most difficult task of parenting that God gives to parents. Proverbs 29:15 comes to mind. The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. And also in verse 17 we read, discipline your son and he will give you peace. He will bring delight to your soul. Some years ago, the city of Houston, Texas had a campaign to deter juvenile crime. And the Houston Police Department devised 12 rules for raising juvenile delinquent children. Now listen to what I'm saying. 12 rules for raising juvenile delinquent children. Listen to what they came up with. Always give the child everything he desires. He will grow up to believe the world owes him. When a child uses bad language, laugh at him. He will think such conduct is cute. Never give a child any spiritual training. At age 18, he can then decide for himself. Avoid using the word wrong. A child may develop a guilt complex. This will condition him to believe later when he's arrested that society is against him and he is being persecuted. Do everything for the child so he will be experienced in placing all responsibility on others. Let the child read any printed matter. Be sure that the silverware and drinking glasses are sterile. But let the child's mind feast upon filth. Quarrel frequently in the presence of children. As a result, they will not be surprised when the divorce comes later. Give a child all the spending money he wants. Never let him earn his own. Satisfy a child's every craving for food, drink, and comfort. Gratify every desire that he has. Take a child's side against neighbors and teachers and policemen. They are all prejudiced against your child. When a child gets into trouble, apologize for yourself by saying, I never could do anything with him. And last but not least, prepare for a life of grief. You will likely experience it. Ephesians 6:4 describes the responsibilities that parents are to use, the responsibilities and methods that parents are to use in child rearing. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Discipline is necessary, parents. If you haven't learned that, it's never too late to start. But we must recognize the necessity of proper discipline. And as we recognize that necessity, we need to keep in mind 5 points about discipline. Number one, never discipline in anger. Number two, pick your battles. Not everything is battle worthy. You don't need to draw a line in the sand over every single issue that may come between you and their children. Realize your children occasionally need to express anger themselves. Allow them to do that. Choose the best time and place to discipline. As I mentioned, never discipline in anger and always discipline in private. If you have to take your child to a dressing room in the store or to the restroom, but never discipline them in public. Choose your words carefully and speak in a soft voice. God's word tells us in Proverbs 2 that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Discipline, of course, means there is a conflict between the parent and the child. And all too often, the parent tries to resolve the conflict by yelling in anger at the child. And such conduct accomplishes nothing good and quite often does a great deal of harm. And the fifth tip for being a successful parent is be willing to admit when you make a mistake. Every parent, of course, is human, and all humans make mistakes. And when we make a mistake with our children, we should admit it. It may come as a shock to some of you, I doubt it, but it may come as a shock to some of you to know that our children are aware that we are not perfect. Seeing and hearing us admit our mistakes will make it easier for them to recognize their own mistakes in life. If your children are all grown, then give them the benefit of your years of wisdom and experience when they start having children. And mentor your children and be godly examples to your grandchildren. Influence them, if at all possible. The idea that good parents always produce good children, and bad parents always produce bad children, is incorrect. We've known parents that were walking disasters, who had children that turned out to be decent people, good citizens, and responsible adults. And by the same token, we have all known godly parents who had one or more child to end up in serious, serious trouble. Trouble with the law, trouble with their moral attitude. Connie and I know a couple that occurred to. They had 2 children. One ended up a child of God in the church serving the Lord, and the other ended up a child in the street. Alcoholic, in trouble, in and out of jail, in and out of rehab. And now his parents don't know where he is. So we have to train our children in accordance with God's word and hope that training, as they mature, will stay with them and give them guidance. The bottom line is, know God's word. Use it and trust it. Pray consistently for your child and for yourself. Love your children deeply. Take nothing in parenting for granted. And cling to the Lord each and every day. If we'll do those things, if we'll Be mindful of those five tips for successful parenting, and if we'll discipline in accordance to those guidelines, I think we will find that more often than not, as our children mature, they too will have come to love God and will want to follow Him and obey Him and be godly parents themselves. And this morning, if you are not a child of God, and yet you have children that you've been raising to the best of your ability, and they may be good children, but if you are not a child of God, they know that. They see that. They sense in your life that you don't trust the Lord. And we invite you to come forward this morning. If the Holy Spirit has touched your heart and mind and lead you to become a child of God so that you can be the example that your children need or your grandchildren need, we invite you to come as we sing our hymn of invitation, hymn number 318, The Nails.